It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark, and this is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour, coming to you live at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How are you? It's good to be here with you. You know what? It is so much less pressure to be here with you in the audio form than it is to be with you in video form. I could get used to this. So listen, if you're a first-time listener or if you haven't been with us for a while, we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. You can go over to 12radio.com, click the chat link on the left-hand side. It'll bring you over to the Facebook page if you want to be a part of the group. And if you do, you come over and you leave a comment and I'll find you. Basically, I have to do a couple of moving arounds here to remember, but to get all the comments, I'll see you. And we have Lynn in the house. Hi, Lynn. It's good to see you. Hi, Erica. Thank you so much for being a part of the group here. And I love having you on Mondays. It's so good. Erica, hey, welcome. Finally able to join everyone on this lovely Monday, all the way from Dirty Jersey. Officially the start to spring break. I'm doing my spring cleaning, mop, and bucket handy. Oh, isn't it fun? I did it yesterday. And I'll tell you, it didn't look any different, but it felt awfully different. And that's part of spring cleaning that I love. Oh my gosh, I get to do things that I don't get to do when I'm on radio. I could get used to this, you guys. Maybe we could do streaming once a month. I don't know. We'll see what you all think. Wow, it's spring. Didn't have to defrost the car this morning. That is a blessing, isn't it? Well, come on in, you guys. Feel comfortable. We have a lot to cover. It's a Scorpio moon today. You know, that makes me happy because, yeah, we use that Scorpio energy to sort of just feel connected. Those of us that have it, those of you that don't have the Scorpio connection might be feeling a little intimidated by all the, I'm making noise here. Hold on just a second. Okay, my mic was wobbling a little, so I wanted to tighten it without you having to hear all the twisting and turning. Yeah, so the Scorpio moon has a lot to do with just feeling connected and wanting to feel like alive to the underbelly of the world. That is definitely me. I have I sent a chart out with the email where I talked about the show. And so if you aren't on the email, please go over to 12house.com and get on our email address. The Power Peak is part of it. Where CA and Kelly and Mo and Ginger all write articles every week. CA does an extraordinary job of interpreting the day based on astrological placements every single day for 365 days. That has to be the most underappreciated person on the planet. I'm sorry, it's pretty remarkable. So give her a shout out if you haven't seen the Power Peak, or if you have seen the Power Peak, especially if you've seen the Power Peak, say hey, okay? So listen, there is so much going on. And in the chart I sent you, you can see all the Pisces floating around. There's a ton. Saturn's in Pisces. Venus is in Pisces. Mercury is in Pisces. It's not going to be there forever, but the moon today, of course, is in Scorpio and Mars is in Cancer. So we're having this sort of grand trine in water energy, and it's not going to be forever. And so we have to talk a little bit about that because Venus stopped moving backwards. Okay, so Venus is no longer moving backwards, which means you Libras, you Tauruses, I don't want to hear any complaining. You finally got your planet. You're done. You can move forward. And I have to tell you something. We got to go over some dates here. But as Venus slowly picks up that momentum, by the 26th of April, which is in about a week, right? It's still very close to Saturn. So like right now, Venus is at 24 and it stays at 24 for a minute, which means we just passed it. But now we're looking like if you're on the highway passing a car, we're at that point where the car looks like you and it are both standing still, but you're both just moving at the same speed. That's what's happening with Venus right now. So Tauruses are lifting their head up. Libras are lifting their head up. Libra risings, moons, Taurus risings, moons, suns, all of it, starting to like, okay. And you're starting to feel this sense of, I think I could possibly feel normal. Now, on the direct motion of Venus, for the people that it rules particularly, you might go, oh my gosh, there's stuff still to fix. There's stuff still to do. Be grateful for that moment because you're seeing it. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to fix it. It's kind of crazy. And I think you get to feel this sense of strength and momentum building in you. Now, if you're a strong Venus person, that just means if Venus was close to your sun or moon, or if you have a, you know, if you're a Taurus or a Libra, as we know, but Venus in your chart, close to anything personal, makes you sort of connected to Venus. Especially, get this, if you're a Taurus rising or a Libra rising, that rules your chart. Venus rules your chart, your entire chart. So Venus stopping the forward motion, the backward motion, and now slowly getting forward is like this, whoa, rebalancing. And I mean, I think it's even more revelatory than when Mercury does that for the Geminis and the Virgos, which it just did last week. You know, Gemini and Virgo are like, they get to be crazy. And then when it's suddenly they're not crazy, they're like, oh yeah, it's like, okay, you just made this all crazy, but now suddenly you're not crazy and it's all okay. Okay, now let's compare that to Taurus Libra. Tauruses are, you know, it's all about the comfort. It's all about where am I comfortable? What's making me good? What's da, da, da. And Libras are pretty much the ability to see the good in things, but they can also be this objective judge to the point of the objective is crazy. Like it just goes off the charts. Remember, I always tell you my story with Louise Hay, who was a Libra. And I said to her, why do Libras have to always play the other side, no matter what it is? If you're close with a Libra, you all know this one. If you're close with a Libra and you say, oh my gosh, that person is so rude. And a Libra will look at you because you said it with such conviction. They will say, it maybe could be that you're putting off a rude vibe. Like, what? It's a Scorpio moon. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me today on that. But that's what they do. And they're probably right. It's just the worst part is they're probably right. They just have to play that other side. Now, the worst part of me as an astrologer is using this stuff against y'all. So I need John to hate something. I have to act like I love it. I'm not kidding. I have to act like I love it, and John will absolutely hate it. And it feels so good. It feels so good. So because why do I need him to hate something? Because then he'll let me get rid of it or something like that, right? Okay, so, okay. Venus is still not direct, though. So you Libras, Tauruses, and everyone I just mentioned, take a minute to get this stuff moving. It's going to take a minute to get you back in that thing where you can be, oh, so difficult. And so pleasant, so very pleasant. I meant pleasant. Difficult just came out of my mouth. Okay, so, so now Venus is moving. I want to tell you something. Next week, it hits Saturn exactly. So the first part of this is this kind of sobriety about the people that we're in relationship with. Sobriety about circumstances that we're evaluating. Sobriety. It's, and now listen, for Venus to be in Pisces and me use the word sobriety, that means something. Because that is the farthest thing from sobriety you have when you have Venus in Pisces. But Venus in Pisces next to Saturn adds a certain kind of like, I can see deeply, I can see what's in there, and I'm not sure I like it. I have to decide. All the emotional stuff is there, and now you get to use it to evaluate. And we're all going to be doing that. In fact, we're doing it in such an important way that we're going to see some changes here that I don't even think we knew were possible in our lives and in ourselves. Changes that you're like, I never thought in a million years I'd say this, but I don't like you. Or I never thought in a million years I'd say that, but I think I'm in love with you. Or you can imagine the gamut. I've been working here for 25 years and you've never given me a raise. How about one? That's possible too, because Venus is now next to Saturn and Saturn is saying, we ain't BSing. We got to get what we want. We got to realize what we got to look at things realistically as possible and decide, because my future North Node in Pisces at the same degree demands that I look at the overview, that I prepare for the bigger picture. And it's not the bigger picture of fear that Virgo does. It's not the bigger picture of like, oh my God, the sky is falling and this is cracked and this isn't working. It's not that. It's the bigger picture of I'm just passing through. This is Pisces. I'm just passing through. I see all the trees. I see this beautiful forest. There's a collection of trees that come together to make this beautiful green lush canvas, and I'm flying overhead and I got to figure out what I'm doing with my life. That's where we're headed. And Venus just paved the way. And get this, Mars in Cancer, trining that point. The moon is in Scorpio, trining that point. This is big for us to be able to look at, does this feel right? Does it feel right for us to be consumed with hatred or this sort of righteousness that we do? Because listen what's coming. Mars, very shortly, and I'll give you the day, is leaving Cancer. Mars isn't going to support that watery energy anymore. And it happens on the 17th. Today's the 14th. Mars is going to leave Cancer. Enter the fiery sign of Leo, and I'm telling you, all kinds of hopeful stuff emerges. One of them is Mars is going to be trining Neptune. Exactly. And at that point, it's going to hit a point that Venus is going to come up to too. But we have to ask the Magi people, what does it mean when Mars and Neptune connect? And here's what they said when I asked them about Mars and Neptune. Get this. In matters of money, helpful Neptunian endeavors has the side effect of being over aggressive in matters of money, getting what you want, basically. It's a good time to make love or conceive. It is a time when relationships, even when they're good, can be stressful because they tend to share what's wrong. Okay, so this sets up a thing here. So the trine between Mars and Neptune is taking, because here's the thing, Mars is on the gas pedal, Neptune is the bubble of the dream. Mars is the arrow. Let me put it that way, because it's a better analogy to use that with Saturn. Neptune's a dream, a bubble, and Mars is the arrow. And together it's sort of like, ooh, we are going to go after this. But here's, if you have a dream, something that you want, Neptune, Mars is going to find a way to get it to you. It's really helpful. So the Magi is saying it's not one of their favorite in terms of like Mars and Neptune together is like oil and water for them. But when they're positive aspects like a trine, they're saying Mars will help you achieve that dream, because here's what we're waiting for. You're going to clear the way of all obstacles that are in the way of your dream, and then Neptune and Venus connect. And I read this to you before, but I'm going to tell you again what it means, and I'll give you the dates. When Venus and Neptune come together, it's a super aspect. There's money, 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 lots of it. There is one of the most super powerful aspects of making money, especially from Neptune endeavors. By all means, maneuver your schedule and plans to try to include this aspect in all business charts, especially employment charts. This is the aspect under which to start a job. It's useful to initiate small business matters. It's already happening. It's only 4 degrees away. Okay, in matters of love, it's one of the best aspects for a marriage. We call it the forevermore aspect, and considers it signifies long-term love and enduring financial security. It is a super aspect. If you're planning a wedding, this first time seduction of someone with whom you may want to marry and are not sure when to do it, check your Magi ephemeris and look to see when this enhancement will be here next time. This is singularly the best seduction aspect if you want a long-term connection. Okay, so that is coming. Venus and Neptune, I'm going to tell you when exactly, but I'm moving my little chart forward day by day. Oh my gosh. So it comes into play around the 20. Let me see. Venus is, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st is 1 degree away. I'm sorry. May 1st is 1 degree away. May 2nd is exact. May 3rd is exact. May 4th is 1 degree away leaving. And May 5th, it's pretty much 2 degrees away. I would do it on May 5th too. I don't care. I love that aspect. But that ain't it. That ain't everything. In 4 more weeks, or in 3 weeks from that, and we'll talk about this, Venus is going to hit Chiron, which is, okay, let me hear you. Let me tell you this one. I get so excited when we have good things coming. Good things coming. Venus Chiron, another super aspect. Get this. Singularly the best aspect to include in a love chart. It is greatly increases and nurtures. The mutual love gives birth and to the desire, urge, and need to marry and have a family. This is on page 299 for those of you that want to follow through. And then in money, a very beneficial enhancement to have in any business chart, it is a super aspect. It is especially good for corporations that have anything to do with entertainment. One of the 3 best aspects to have in the formation of a company, an entertainment company specifically, and others being Jupiter Chiron and Jupiter Uranus. So get this. Jupiter is in Gemini right now. And Venus is in moving very quickly in Pisces, but soon to go to Aries and then Taurus and then Gemini. Venus is going to catch up with that Jupiter. But on the up to the 6th of May and the week before, we have that Venus coming to Neptune, one of the most beautiful connecting aspects. And then it hits again 3 weeks later when it goes to Chiron. Okay. So if you're planning a wedding, if you know somebody that is, good for you. That's exciting. If you're planning a increase in finances, if you're planning to launch a business, these are times to do it. Okay. These are the exciting moments. So we have so much to look forward to. I'm so grateful for Venus, but get this, when it is in Aries, okay, Mars will be in Leo and there will be a moment. And I want to get that point too, because I'm going to have to send this chart to y'all. Yeah, starting on the 26th, we're going to have Mars at the early degrees of Leo being the third leg of a trine for that aspect, meaning that we will have a planet in Leo, we will have 2 planets in Aries, and if we could get that moon, where's the moon going to be? The moon is also going to be in Aries. So on the 26th, the moon will be in Aries. The 27th, the moon will be in Aries. And let me see if the moon ever makes it quite to the next fire sign, which is Leo. It's Leo on the 3rd of May. So there's also, you could possibly hook, remember I told you up to the 5th of May? So the 3rd of May has the moon in Leo next to Mars. Now, here's why you want to be careful with Mars. Anytime you're looking at a chart, because some of you are sophisticated listeners of your astrology chart. If Mars is involved in a nice way, that's wonderful, but Mars is also kind of impatient. Mars adds an Aries component to the situation, and sometimes that's sort of like, that's where you hear people saying, if you voted this way, I don't want your business. That kind of thing, that's a little too arrogant, and it's the dumbest thing you could ever say. If you want a business to work, you got to find a way to love everybody. I'm speaking directly from experience. You have to find your arrogance, your hubris, just because you have a group of people all think like you, you're missing out on a whole ton of sweet people that don't think like you. So be careful with Mars. Just be careful, because you want that Mars to be friendly, and you want that Mars to be inviting. And so I'm just saying, we'll keep an eye on Mars. Mars is going to go into Leo. Leo ain't going to put up with anything, you guys. And we'll talk about Mars and Leo. Right now, we got to deal with Venus is going to be in Aries. Mars is going to be in Leo. That's beautiful. We want them complementing each other. That's what they've been doing with Mars trining Venus now. That's why a lot of you have had some good relational stuff happen. A lot of you have found some good luck. I think it's exciting. So now I want to tell you a couple things. I will do my live stream on YouTube. I'm hoping that the staff will eventually do their live stream. There is something so freeing about not being seen. There's something so freeing about like knowing that people aren't just staring at you. And I don't mind in a way. I'm not saying I don't like to do the live streams. I do. I kind of like them, but I have to say that there's a part of my self-consciousness that kicks off when I'm on the radio that frees me up a little bit. So I'm going to be with that. But I wanted to share the reason I didn't go live today. I like to tell you all the truth for real. And I'm not virtue signaling that. I'm just saying people who think you shouldn't say this stuff is because I'm explaining why I am saying it. So I love my gaming. I love gambling. I love the slot machines. And I know they apparently are very dangerous, highly addictive vice that people do not want us promoting. And I agree. I understand. I do. I didn't think of it. I didn't think of it as like, you know, it's like you have to be a certain age to do it and, you know, keep kids out of it. It's sort of like me. It would be like me talking about the joys of taking shots or drinking or getting high. The same thing where you don't want to be somebody who people like and go, but he does that. That's encouraging people. But here's the thing. I don't encourage it. That's why I don't talk about it a whole lot. But I was, when I was doing my video, I was excited. And I'd say, look, I won. And here's where I won. I wasn't like saying, go, you know, everyone should do this. All I was saying was how much I spent, how much I won, and where I was. And that's illegal now. I didn't know. Not illegal in the terms of a law. It's a breaking of the YouTube terms and agreements that they changed in March to my defense. They just changed them in March because I've been doing this for a couple years, putting up my videos and saying, look what I won. And so anyway, they wrote and said, you're in violation, dude. And we're restricting you for a week, your first strike. And it was like, typical of YouTube and Google, no dialogue, no discussion, no explanation of what I did. I had to research it on my own. Just, you're out. And I'm like, for a week. And that means anything. I couldn't stream. I couldn't talk to you guys live. And so I just wanted you to know what happened. It's not as nefarious as I feel it is, but that feeling where it's like the IRS coming to get you or something, you feel like you did something wrong and you don't know what it is. And I didn't know what it was. And I even did a video and I posted a video. It said, YouTube's mad at me, but I'm not sure why. And it turns out, and people were great, very gracious in the gaming community. There seems to be an innate understanding of loss and gain and how luck is fickle. So there's an immediate love for people who win and a love and embrace for people who lose. But I immediately got a group of people saying, you know what it is? You can't talk dollars. You can't say the word dollar. You can't talk money because they're really cracking down. It's an epidemic because of online betting. And they want you to be careful. And I'm like, okay, a simple letter telling me that, I would have shut my mouth so quick. But of course, they're not saying, they go, you're in violation, strike one. And I'm like, what'd I do? And I just put another video up. So anyway, I guess I could say there's an argument to be said about, well, you have to go read the terms and agreements. Okay, yeah, yada, yada. The truth is, I think if I was running that company, I'd have a form letter that said, look, here's the violation. Do you want to continue doing what you're doing? Because if you keep doing it, we're going to take you down. Or can you fix it? Let us know. Anything. Have a little community. It's a $1 billion corporation. You can't have a dedicated office for that. So, of course, like everything Google, which is why I don't use their phone. I don't use anything Google because that I have to, that I can live without because of the lack of support. I mean, Apple 24/7 support. You need help, you got it. And you're paying for that, no question. But Google has always been, go look up the question on the internet. Go figure it out. And to me, no, I'm not going to do that. No, thank you. And I'm not judging people who love Android phones either. I don't care. It's fine. You do what you do. There's a million reasons to not like Apple. I'm just saying, when it comes down to why I choose things, I choose customer service in a big way. And Google just has never had that. And YouTube is my only option. So I'm complying 100%. I'm happy to. Just don't use the word dollar. Change it to another word. And that's sad to me, because it's this whole thing about words used to be sticks and stones would break my bones, but words will never harm me, has changed. And now, so people are making up words that mean the same thing. Like, I just heard somebody say, wait a minute. Unalived themselves, because you can't use the word you can't say suicide. I don't understand. So there's a movement that is beyond my ability to comprehend. And some of you might defend it and get it and all that. I will never. If the word means what it means, unalived means killed themselves. Killed themselves means suicide. If they all mean the same thing, what are we doing? Just changing the form? And the essence is the same, and somehow that's okay? It's just like a homeless person is now, what, unhoused? What's the difference? Your intent is to help. And it's sort of like this thing about making people so fragile and making things so... The fragility blows my mind, because it's like, can we just tell the truth and be good people? Or does it have to be like, now everything is a form? Everything about the form is more important than the essence. Because I am an essence guy, no question. I'm checking on your comments now real quick. I'm going to run in. I hope I don't lose you guys, because I have strong feelings about this stuff, because I really do have strong feelings that I feel make sense to me. And I'm willing to change. Really, I am. But I need to be convinced. So coming into the room, all comments. Hey, guys, so good to see you. Okay, it's saying I have all comments, but it's not letting me see them. So let me just do this again. 14, all. Okay, how are you? Oh, there, I think. Oh, my gosh. This is so cute. When Serena was taking over producing, she said, you know, it's so funny. All of the hosts talk about how Facebook is difficult. But I am looking at Facebook right now. I'm going to just reload. It's saying I have 14 people have listed a comment. It's showing me 4 of them, and I can't get past that. So I'm working on it. Hang on, you guys. I promise. I think I fixed it. Got it. I just hit refresh 3 times. Arlene, welcome. Thank you for being here. Hi, Denise. It's nice to hear you too. Thank you. It's nice for you to say that. Thank you. She said it's nice to hear you. And she's a Scorpio rising. Hi, Laura. Thanks for being here. Scorpio moon, and totally know all the ins and outs of that. Had a great time last night and currently feeling a glow of energy. Not sure if it has anything to do with Venus going direct. Let's give it credit. Let's blame Venus. Hi, Tara. Tara, good morning. Oh, I have Venus and Scorpio, among other things, so I should feel it today. Yes, it's in water, so you're part of that watery Venus thing. You all should be feeling it. You really should. Hi, Renee. Thank you for being here. Good morning, Shelley. Found you. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. I am close to this Taurus person, and I noticed over the past 2 days, he seemed less stressed and a little happier. I can say the same thing exactly. No kidding. Quelly Grand Rising. She's saying hi to Serena and the gang too. Good morning. Hi, Maya. Good morning, Shelley. Cancer Sun, Venus in Leo. Oh, you're going to love this shift when it goes into Aries. And Mars is going to hit that Venus too. Virgo Moon, redecorating my condo that was gutted out. I need some good luck. Oh, it's coming. And redecorating, what a beautiful thing to do with Mars trining all that. Hi, Lori Love. Lori Love has Lori the Love Sherpa on at right after Cat. So if I'm at 8 a.m., Pacific, Cat's 9, Lori is 10. So Cat's on after me, and then Lori, and then Serena. Hi, Truly, welcome. So you guys, I am going to make sure that, because I was doing some heavy, some serious talking when I was trying to find you guys. I'm gonna check the comments again. I have to hit refresh. There we go. Yeah, there were more. You know, I'm a Scorpio rising just like you, Mark Lori. Yes, I do know that. And I think we love our rising sign. I love my rising sign. You know why? I remember somebody in my early astrology lessons told me, you need to smile. You need to just tell yourself, smile, because I am so serious in the world. And I caught a glimpse of myself doing it, a little scruffled forehead and a little like, I don't laugh easily because I'm Scorpio rising it, right? And so I remember when she said that, I do remember when people come to the door, my first thing is I'm gonna scare you and then I'll smile real quick so that you could at least get a glimpse of that mean person looking like he's mean. Hey, Eva, thank you for being here. Nadine, just realized you were in the chat room. Hi, Mark. I know you guys, I'll figure it out. And I'm appreciating your feedback. I got to figure out. I love this chat room. Actually, it's a little easier for me than the YouTube one. I think the thing with the YouTube is just constantly reminding myself that I'm being taped or being seen. And it's just a different part of your brain that opens up. And so, you know, I might do YouTube. I still want to do YouTube. There's no question about it. But I might give myself this minute here too without being taped. Chris, Diane, how are you? Diana. Yep. Like saying corn instead doesn't produce worse mental imagery. Thank you. Thank you for understanding. Yeah. And I've always been about that. Like, in the early days of Est, y'all remember Est, Warner Earhart's Est? So I was in the 80s when I took my first Est training, and I became an Est-hole. There's no question about it. I was a jerk. I was a jerk. And I don't defend it. It was a horrible place to be. I was very susceptible. I'm all water. I took this two-weekend seminar, and I was like, you're weak. And, you know, just judging people just felt such permission, you know, like, and felt so superior. I learned so much. Listen, I was an asshole. I'm just admitting it. And my friends, my Virgo friends, they hosted me to have people come, and I was just a jerk. I know that part of me. And I'm sorry for that. But I'm so grateful because I took it again once I woke up. That part of my brain that just said, okay, now go objectively and defend yourself and stay who you are and see what's full of crap about these people and see what's really amazing about these people. One of the things I learned in the very opening segment when the trainer comes out and we're sitting in the audience, and these people are extraordinary. There's no question about it. They're extraordinary. Their performances are amazing. I still have such fond memories of my trainers. I hate that name, but they were the training of the workshop. And he said, when you're done with this workshop, the F word, and he said it, will be no different than spaghetti because they're words. But your intention and how you use them will be everything. And oh my God, I understood. For the first time in my life, and I didn't understand when he said it because I was like, oh, he said the F word? I was like, I'm like a pure little kid inside. When I tell you how naive I am, it is truly naive. Like, it's the kind of naivete that comes from being raised by no one. I'm not kidding. I thought you prayed for babies in the seventh grade in junior high. And I think I told you all the story where I was a track manager and I was running and getting their shoes and getting their towels and making sure everything was cleaned up when they went home. And we're walking home, and this one track star, John, said to me, what do you hope to do when you grow up? And I said, I want to get married and have a family. This is seventh grade, you guys. I'm a junior. I mean, whatever. I'm in junior high. And he said, how are you going to have kids? And I said, middle school. It's middle school. Yeah, junior high. And he said, how are you going to have kids? And I said, you pray. And he said, okay, do me a favor. This is how sweet he was. He said, do me a favor. Don't tell anyone that answer. Okay. And I said, okay. And he said, okay. And he went and he left. And I don't think we ever had two words again. And I followed his advice. Like, there's something really bad about believing you have babies by praying. But that's how naive. That never went away. I still have a naive part. I still believe when I meet people that they're telling me who they are. And that's the other thing I never understood. When Maya Angelou said, when people tell you who they are, believe them. People tell me who they are all the time and they're lying. I don't understand that comment. I got to figure that one out. I mean, people say that, you know, you hear people say they're the greatest of all time, blah, blah, blah. When they tell you who they are, believe them, what does that mean? Is it only when they, it's only when they're lying that you use that phrase? So I got to figure that out. But when people tell me that they're, that I can't say the word dollar, that I won a dollar, I have to say I won a sweeps coin or I won a doll hair. I don't understand who I'm saving if everybody knows what I mean. And so we live in this world of words meaning something now, like heavily, and it's drifting further away from my ability to grasp it. And that includes the words we're trying to struggle with nowadays. And I'm gonna leave that topic off for another time. But do you get how this is Mercury and Venus together? This is Mercury, which is language, Venus, which is like your intent, like what's beautiful, what isn't. It's really incredible. So Lynn says, I realized in the past year that I really do like giving my readings to clients over the phone so much more than over video. I'm so much more relaxed. I do want to start posting videos again, perhaps the Venus auspicious aspect. We got to talk about it because here's what saved me, Lynn. It saved me believing that instead of when I go live to the camera, that I'm not live for the camera. I simply have a camera watching me do radio, and it made all the difference in the world. I think I talked about it on my show. But when I went from, look, the person wants to see you, that's fine, but you do you. Don't pay attention to it. Like, just make sure your clothes are on and you're wearing what you want to wear, and the rest, just don't look at the camera, don't pay attention. And it's helped me tremendously because I am what I am. And people, like if I was here in person with people, they'd see my hand movements, they'd see my facial expressions. They wouldn't see me like grab that Kleenex and wipe my nose real quick, but they'd see it all. Okay. So anyway, it just helped me change how I thought. Gwen, it's easier here. We can chat with each other too. And you also seem more centered in what you're saying. I know it's Facebook. No, Gwen. Okay. That's the feedback I want. Should I just keep this room open then? We'll have this room open. We don't have to do the YouTube chat thing. I'll peek in it. I have three monitors. And I can just keep one and say, okay, I'm going to take a minute. We'll check YouTube chat. I'm going to take a minute. We'll check Facebook chat. I want to do what you all want. If you were more comfortable here, now I want to be here. So I don't care. I really don't care. I'm the guy the naive guy. Just tell me what works because I can't figure it out. Okay. So let's do, and I think you're right. I do feel more centered when I'm not worrying about like, you know, did your cup just block the camera? And you know, whatever, I don't know. All right. So I'm hitting refresh one last time. And then we got to talk about the week ahead. God, I feel so much better talking to you guys this way. And I love telling you the truth. I do. I love telling you what's really going on. And you know, I did remember once somebody said, you don't have to have a good memory when you tell the truth. And I never got that. And one day I did get it. And I was like, fell out laughing. Like, you're right. If you lie, you have to remember that lie forever or just come clean. So much easier. And Scorpios, we love telling the truth. People think that Scorpios love to withhold. We don't. We do love withholding. But when confronted, I don't know about you all, but for me, I got to tell the truth. I have to. I remember making a promise to myself. I will never, like with John, one time I was hiding shit and lying. And I remember deciding consciously, that's the one person I want to be able to look in his eyes and say, I don't lie to you anymore. And it just took growing up and learning. Pamela says, I'm late to the party. Good morning. I'll have to listen to the replay to catch it all. Yeah, Pamela. And I'll get this replay up for sure. Welcome. You're never late, honey. It's always good to have you. Okay. Taurus. We're going to enter Taurus world. This is the last week. So a couple things. If you have an Aries friend that you haven't said happy birthday to yet, you might be late, but you have this week. They party all that, you know, those fire signs, they do it all month. Taurus birthdays are coming up, starting in, Saturday. It's Saturday at 12:56 PM Pacific time, 12 in the afternoon, Pacific time, like closer to 1 o'clock. At that moment, the sun will enter Taurus. and our chart is going to dramatically change. And I want to save the Taurus talk about it, what happens and how we're going to feel that for next week, because that is going to be a big deal. It changes, and I want to get this one up here now. Yeah, so we're going to have a moment where that's the only Earth in the sky. Oh my gosh. Uranus and Taurus isn't Earth. And that's not going to be there forever either. But Taurus is finally going to come in and give us a little bit place to sort of build something on or touch our feet to the ground. It's going to feel good. We're going to love that. But if you guys are feeling this sort of edgy, fight or flight syndrome where your foot's tapping, you're going to feel like that's going to shift as we get into the Taurus. So thank goodness all these planets are moving into Aries, that the sun is going to enter Taurus and give us a place to go, oh, okay, God, thank you. My body has been like begging for some Taurus touch. Like my body's been hurting, like different aches and pains. I'm like, ow. And so I was thinking, the reason I can't slow down is there's no Earth. And I don't have any. I have Jupiter in Virgo. That's my Earth. Can you imagine what grounding looks like for me? It is like how deeply I can clean this thing and take it apart and get the dirt that's really on the inside. Like I'm a mess. Everybody knows my Mars and Pisces. If you have Pisces anywhere strong, you're a mess. I'm messy. But I have this insane want and desire to keep things really clean. Messy versus clean, right? And so, not hypochondria for sure, but like if there's a smallest flavor missing, I told you all last week, I lost my sense of taste when I got sick, came back. And now I realize how important taste is. Like if there's a weird, John will say, you should taste this. It's really good. And he won't say really good. I'll say, ooh, what's it taste like? He goes, it's interesting. And I'm like, forget it. Nuh-uh. Interesting is not a definition. When he uses that word, he doesn't have the words to describe it as stuff tasting like crap. I ain't about to taste it, but he can eat anything. He will try anything. I guess I didn't have the right people introducing to me Indian food, no offense, but curry, ugh, it's sweet and hot or sweet and something. I don't know. I haven't found I don't want to diss it completely because maybe I haven't been introduced to it in the right way. So Virgo, Jupiter and Virgo, flavors. They just, so, you know, I end up with, he said, if you could eat anything and it was all healthy, the healthiest thing, and it was all good, like there was no, I'd be like fast food, baby, all the way. French fries, it just all feels so clean. But John, I do eat a salad every day. I'm forced to. In fact, I get ridiculed by John if I don't eat a salad every day. He always makes sure there's salad on hand. And I'm like, you know, okay, the flavor, texture, whatever, I'll do it. It's good for me, I know. So that's coming. It's going to be easier to find foods that we like, to be grounded. We're going to talk about the Taurus thing. But I really want you all to pay attention to Mars. I haven't said a lot about Mars yet. I have talked about Mars in relationship to the changing planets. But Mars is at 28 degrees of Cancer. When it goes to 29 degrees of Cancer, and let me tell you when that is. Okay, that is on the 16th Wednesday, Mars goes to 29. 29 is that pivotal point. You can't get higher than 29. So the energetic collection of all that sign's power is at 29. And listen, most of us hate that energy. Now, if you have a planet at 29, you do it fine. And people love you. There's no question. But I bet when that planet, when that one, if you have like a 29 degree moon or something, that it gets, I bet you've been told it's overbearing at times because you don't, by now you've probably learned to control it a little bit. But I bet if you've gotten in any sort of feedback negative, it had to do with that 29 degree planet. I know people with 29 degrees of everything, okay? And it is intense. And do you all notice when the moon is at 29 or when a planet, when Pluto was at 29 Capricorn, we were so done. You're just done as a transit. When you're born with it, it just means you have access to the full power of that sign. But when it's a transit, you are so done. Well, guess what? I think we're going to be done with Mars in Cancer. Done with this sort of like, oh, that's what's happening. Like, that's me. We're coddling people. This sort of like over Cancerian, like coddling. I can't say. And this does bleed into words, the word thing, right? I can't say this word or you'll be offended or hurt. And so there is this thing about 29 degrees of Cancer. Enough. Okay. Enough. We're building fragility. Stop it. Okay. That's just my rant, but that's the 29 degree Mars rant. And then it goes into Leo at 0 degrees, and that happens on Friday. And let me tell you something. We've already been here once. It retrograded. Do you remember that? And I should give you that date just to remember. But Mars was retrograde through all of this. And I'm going to tell you now, it's still in the shadow of it. Okay, so just to remind you, Mars went... Okay, yep. January. Get this, you guys. In December and then November. Okay, so get this. November 3rd, Mars was at zero Leo. November 3rd. Okay? It then went all the way to 6 and retrograde on in December. I don't want to give you too many dates and figures, but anyway, this goes back to November 3rd. During the election, the buildup, it retrograded back. It went to zero in January 3rd, 4th, and now, just now, coming out to its 0.0 Leo this Friday. So November, January, and now Mars is reviewing all those points and now the conclusions. So if you had stuff going on in November, this is Mars just coming out back again for the third time to this energy. So there's not a lot for you to do with it. You don't have to remember anything. You don't have to like, what was I doing then? You don't have to know that. What you do get to know is that I have a feeling you were hopeful, not hopeful, and now you're hopeful. That's how I think this is going to play out. You don't have to disagree or agree. I'm just saying, I think that's how it's going to play out. Okay. I'm seeing questions come in. So let me just load the screen real quick. I do like the Facebook ability, except I wish it was designed a little better, but no, I do see this. I do miss coming in to see like the real time of you and just being able to scroll and find it. Okay. Let's see. Good morning, Patricia. Yep. Okay. Sarah, I get it. I hate being on camera on Zoom in my meetings. I feel self-conscious. The men I work with seem not to care. But if I'm on camera, I always have to be done up. By the way, I'm Sag, Venus in the fifth, Cancer rising. Sarah, it's true. And there is a part of us that gets, if it's about the camera, and I think whatever we need to do to psych ourselves into realizing they need to see you, but you don't. Like, okay, here, y'all look all you want, but I'm... And when I did Zoom, when I worked at Schwab for my little midlife crisis job, I would always black out my camera and they'd say, Mark, is your camera broken? And I'd always say, no, I just prefer to not be seen. And so I got better at it, but yeah, I get it. Oh, thanks, Shelley. Erica, I have Venus in Virgo. Pisces rising. I like to keep things clean. This is especially true when guests come to my home. No question. I know. You Venus and Virgos. You remember my thing about Mars and Virgo. They're the terrorists with the vacuum cleaner. And so John goes, I'm going to start cleaning upstairs. And he's really nice. And I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be like you just, it's a war zone because he gets into it. And Mars and Virgo. And my Jupiter Virgo is sort of like, let me take the stove apart, take all the screws off, let's get the grease behind it. His is like, it's topical, it's fast, but it is thorough. It's crazy, but mean. I mean, it looks mean, it isn't. It isn't. But if you get in the way of like, hey, can I ask you a question? What? Move out of the way. Lynn, I love all the different pieces of you, Mark. Aren't we all so complex? So complex. Thank you, Lynn. You're so kind. Love the peanut curry dish I had at a Thai place recently. A little spicy and also a little sweet. I gotta have people introduce things to me. Peanut curry doesn't sound horrible if it's like peanut sauce. Like, I love that. Gwen, my moon 28 Taurus. Okay. My Mars 4 Leo. You're having a Venus return. You're having your Mars return, Venus at 4 Gemini. So your Mars return, Gwen, you have to see what it's doing. If you start by Friday, it goes into Leo, and then that whole week, see if you're, what your patience is like. See, just pay attention. That's really awesome. Venus in Gemini. I know that one. And then your moon in Taurus. Oh, good, good, good. So I think you're going to start feeling way more at home. So you guys, don't forget the password this week at the Power Peak, markhusson.com, eggs. Also, please sign up on the mailing list. Don't give up on us. We need to know that we're healthy and that we're going in the right direction. You can also just hit reply and write. I do get those. I have a little ADHD, so I don't like to read novels of any kind, but I do appreciate hearing the feedback, like and good ideas, because we're making this stuff up as we go along. And if I'm less of a personality when I'm being videotaped, but yet do people prefer to see that? Do they prefer to go look? Do they prefer to see, or do they just want to listen, be in the car and listen, which you should be able to do both, because I am streaming both. It's a dilemma. One of the good things about being on YouTube is the way they algorithm puts us in front of people who would have never normally heard of us. And already the people who don't know me, who hear, are like, hate it. Like, they're like, who is this creep? But some of them. but isn't that, that's part of it. If you're going to like want to grow a little bit, you got to let people kind of reintroduce themselves to you, which was part of the YouTube banning me thing, which was restricting me for a week, because it's like, they don't know me. But if they would watch any of my videos, just one, they know that I'm not trying to beat the system. I mean, it's not about beating this. It's just about your rules. You updated them. You have no clear path to explain that to people. You have no willingness to create a center where people can call and get some help or information. It's just you're on your own. And that's always been Google's thing since the very beginning. If you had an error with Google, you had to, especially if you were using their services, like their ad services, you had to go research it and leave or send an email and wait for a response. I'm just not that guy. I'd like to have somebody on the phone with me. Anyway, your feedback matters. I'm glad that we met here and I remembered what Facebook was like to be connected again to you guys. Let's do it again. I want to do this again. So let's do it next week. And also, I'm probably going to do both. I want to get used to doing both because it's a part of the growth that I think needs to take place. But at least we'll have both, so you can listen and or watch if you want. And I'll just learn that everybody's listening in my mind. Kat Nicholson is up next, the extraordinary Kat, followed by Lori, and then followed by Serena. And we also have, we have a new advisor, Sahar, who is extraordinary. And she's also a social media magnet. So you're going to see a lot of more people, a lot of faces, and a lot of hopefully our quality stays with you in your hearts, that you believe in us, because we're still doing what we do, okay? Happy Scorpio moon. Mercury goes into Aries tomorrow at very late, so it's really by Wednesday when the moon's going to be in Sag. Please bite your tongue. Don't say everything that's on the front of your tongue. Mercury combined with Mars moving into Leo, you're going to want to say a lot of stuff. Maybe take a minute before you do. I'm saying it to myself, really. That's who I'm talking to. This is Mark Husson. This is Mark's Astrology Hour. I give you guys the deepest love that I have. Take care of yourself.